attack in the occupied West Bank, including a local commander. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says it has killed five more militants in a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank, including a well-known local commander. There was no immediate Palestinian confirmation of the death of Mohammed Jaber, known as Abu Shusha, a commander in the Islamic Jihad militant group in the Nur Shams refugee camp. The military says he was killed along with four others in a shootout with forces early Thursday after the five had hidden inside a mosque, adding Abu Shusha is linked to numerous attacks on Israelis, including a deadly shooting in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The raids drew alarm from the United Nations and neighboring Jordan, as well as from British and French leaders, who stressed the urgency of jump-starting stalled ceasefire negotiations during meetings in Paris. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will end their Georgia bus tour Thursday and tape their first major TV interview. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
At a Georgia high school yesterday, Harris and Walz watched a marching band rehearsal, with the vice president noting she was also in a band.
Sometimes you hit the note, sometimes you don't, but all that practice makes for beautiful music.
The tour through GOP strongholds in southeastern Georgia ends with a rally in Savannah. First, they'll tape an interview with CNN that airs tonight. It'll be Harris's first in-depth interview since becoming the party's nominee. Her lack of media access has become a key Republican attack line, with VP nominee J.D. Vance suggesting Harris will have Walz alongside simply because she's incapable of answering questions on her own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The FBI is under investigation for failing to report all suspected sexual child abuse cases to the proper agencies. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
An inspector general's inquiry has been released, saying there's no evidence to show the FBI had complied with mandatory reporting requirements in nearly 50% of the cases it reviewed. Another violation was the timeliness of sharing information. Only 43% of the cases showed that the information was provided in the 24-hour period required. This comes even after improvements were ordered because of the handling of the case against former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. A senior FBI official admits the Bureau's made mistakes, but says the vast majority of its work has been handled appropriately. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit Mongolia next week, despite the country being a member of the International Criminal Court. The visit will be Putin's first trip to an ICC member state since the warrant for his arrest was issued in March 2023 over suspected war crimes in Ukraine. ICC members are bound to detain suspects for whom an arrest warrant has been issued by the court if they set foot on their soil. Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez will speak remotely with foreign ministers of the 27 European Union member states on Thursday in Brussels. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said.
He will address the ministers, but at the same time the repression continues in Venezuela. People from the teams of the opposition have been arrested and disappearing. We are very much worried by the situation of the leaders of the opposition. So the call from Edmundo will be very important for the ministers to take stock of the situation in Venezuela.
Venezuela's Electoral Council and its top court have proclaimed Nicolas Maduro in power since 2013 as the winner of the July 28th election, but has not published complete voting tallies. Venezuela's opposition has published its own tallies on an opposition website, showing a resounding victory for Gonzalez, giving him 67% support. A local official in northern Yemen says that floods that swept through a northern district this week have killed at least 33 people and damaged more than 200 houses. Heavy rains that began Tuesday as part of Yemen's monsoon season have caused major flooding and unleashed rock slides. Yemen's Red Crescent says it is looking for 38 people who are still missing. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.
I'm losing my self-control.